made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Private health facilities withdraw NEMA services over 100 million kwacha date. Energy expert commends ZCCMIH solar investment calls for broader energy diversification. And Burkina Faso refuses to take a deportees as US stops issuing visas.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Private health facilities across the country have withdrawn services under the National Health Insurance Management Authority NIMA scheme due to government's failure to set a date exceeding 100 million kwacha. As of August this year, NIMA reportedly owed private health providers more than 100 million kwacha in unpaid claims. The Health Federation of Zambia President Dr. Shailen Desai confirmed that the private health facilities have resolved to suspend NIMA services following prolonged delays in payments. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Dr. Desai says that while some facilities continue to offer limited services under the scheme, many have scaled down due to the financial strain caused by non-payment. He warned that the situation is choking the operations of private health providers and risks compromising the quality of health care delivery to the citizens. Dr. Desai further noted that NIMA has continued dispensing prescriptions in both public and private facilities even when medicines are unavailable, worsening the challenge for both patients and providers.
No communication after our official press. There has been no communication from their part. So nothing has been done. But I think a lot of private sector facilities have unilaterally just taken the decision to either stop seeing more patients or reduce seeing patients drastically because it's just not affordable. It's affecting a lot of ways. For us, as private sector, it is common knowledge that all our inputs are we fund them ourselves. So whether it's the human resource cost, medicines, whatnot. So if we're not getting paid, we can't give quality service. And now what has happened, obviously, is a lot of private facilities have, like I said, either reduced drastically or...
Political analyst Francis Shipilia urged the Zambian judiciary to expedite political party-related cases to avoid perceptions that some judicial officers are acting in favor of those in power. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Chipili noted that while some cases are handled quickly, others move at a slow pace, a situation that he says raises concerns about the integrity and impartiality of the judicial process. He cited the ongoing Patriotic Front PF leadership disputes as an example, saying citizens remain uncertain about the rightful ownership of the party due to prolonged court proceedings. Mr. Chipili further emphasized that the judiciary plays a critical role in upholding democracy and societal order, urging judges to view their works as a service to society rather than merely a source of income.
So our appeal to the judiciary is that, being a member of a bench is a normal thing. It's like a God-given responsibility. It's like a farmer who grows food and cultivating and being scorched by the sun, and then they feed the multitude of people. That is more like the job of the judiciary. So these professionals, they are not there just for people to earn a living. Yes, they make it, earn a living, but as much as they are earning a living, they must be positively contributing to the well-being, the overall well-being of society, and that is
the most given responsibility. Energy expert David Green has commended ZCCMIH Investment Holdings for its decision to invest in a solar power plant, describing it as a positive step towards enhancing Zambia's energy security, particularly in the mining sector. ZCCMIH recently announced plans to develop a 100 megawatt solar power plant, expecting expected to be commissioned before July 2026 as part of its efforts to strengthen the country's energy mix and promote sustainable mining growth. However, Mr. Green has cautioned that the 100 megawatt capacity alone may not be sufficient to address a 20% power deficit currently affecting mining operations supplied by ZESCO. He has urged the government and mining companies to adopt a diversified energy approach, incorporating renewable options such as hydrokinetic power to complement solar energy. Mr. Green further advised mining firms to invest in their own power generation projects, noting that such initiatives could allow them to sell surplus electricity back to the national grid through ZESCO, boosting both energy resilience and national supply.
We keep pushing the hydrokinetics, and the simple fact of it is, the study that we've done is that, again, you have you're only getting maybe 15-20% efficiency out of solar panels, but with hydrokinetics, you're getting 90-95% return. So if you do the math, you're getting a lot more for your money going with a system that's going to produce even more energy. Well, the thing is that we're putting together a package for the CEC and the mining industries, other venues of how they can produce their own energy.
The non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council in GOCC has expressed concern over costs to increase presidential nomination fees to 5 million kwacha. This follows remarks attributed to the National Road Fund Agency chairperson Noong Koma, who urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to raise a nomination fee for aspiring presidential candidates. NGOCC acting executive director Florence Mende Lufunsa says that the proposal is exclusionary and retrogressive as it risks sidelining marginalized groups such as women and persons with disabilities from participating in elections. She says that elections are a cornerstone of democracy and must remain inclusive to ensure equal participation of citizens regardless of their financial status. Ms. Lufunsa has further warned that exorbitant nomination fees could compromise the integrity of elected leaders by promoting corruption and the state capture. She has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to ignore the proposal, emphasizing the governance should remain inclusive and not favor only the privileged few.
Business news.
Now, business news this evening. The Private Sector Development Association, PSD, has urged governments to conduct a forensic analysis on the development of our trade within the common market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, to identify factors promoting growth and those contributing to the decline in intra-regional trade. PSD Chairperson Yusuf Dodia says that addressing challenges such as high production costs and improving competitiveness among member states is key to reviving regional trade. Mr. Dodia notes that the decline in COMESA trade is worrying, especially as international trade continues to grow while regional trade drops, which he says should not be the case. He adds that Zambia high production costs and insufficient power supply remain major barriers to increased production and exports within the region. His remarks follow concerns raised by COMESA Secretary General Chileshe Kapwepwe, who recently highlighted a sharp decline in intra-African trade within the regional bloc.
To do a forensic analysis of the development of trade in the COMESA region, to look at what has been promoting the growth of trade and more recently what has been contributing to the reduction in trade. If we take Zambia as a case study, I think one of the challenges we have with regional trade is the cost of doing business. In Zambia, we see fuel prices going up. We see electricity tariffs going up. We see a limited amount of electricity availability.
We'll take a break. We'll do more news after that. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of